I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our reflection for today is about God's humor. No? Ang Diyos na tumatawa. But I also want to inform you that November is Transgender Awareness and Remembrance Month. Kaya makikita nyo, naka-pink ako today. Pink na may white stole. Actually, dapat may blue din eh. Kaso wala naman akong blue na vestment or stole. Pero merong mga maliliit na blue dots dito sa vestment na ito. The colors of the transgender flag. So as we reflect today and also for the rest of November, I hope we can honor, remember, and lift up in prayer our sisters, brothers, and siblings who are transgender.
Our first reading is taken from the book of Numbers from the Hebrew Testament, chapter 22, verses 21 to 35. So Balaam rose in the morning and saddled his donkey and went with the princes of Moab. But God's anger was kindled because he went, and the angel of the Lord took his stand in the way as his adversary. Now he was riding on a donkey, and his two servants were with him. And the donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road, with a drawn sword in his hand. And the donkey turned aside out of the road and went into the field. And Balaam struck the donkey to turn her into the road. Then the angel of the Lord stood in a narrow path between the vineyards, with a wall on either side. And when the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she pushed against the wall and pressed Balaam's foot against the wall. So he struck her again. Then the angel of the Lord went ahead and stood in a narrow place, where there was no way to turn either to the right or to the left. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she lay down under Balaam, and Balaam's anger was kindled, and he struck the donkey with his staff. Then the Lord opened the mouth of the donkey, and she said to Balaam, "What have I done to you that you have struck me these three times?" And Balaam said to the donkey, "Because you have made a fool of me. I wish I had a sword in my hand, for then I would kill you." And the donkey said to Balaam, "Am I not your donkey, on which you have ridden all your life long to this day? Is it my habit to treat you this way?" And he said, "No." Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, with his drawn sword in his hand. And he bowed down and fell on his face. And the angel of the Lord said to him, "Why have you struck your donkey these three times? Behold, I have come out to oppose you, because your way is perverse before me. The donkey saw me and turned aside before me these three times. If she had not turned aside from me, surely just now I would have killed you and let her live." Then Balaam said to the angel of the Lord, "I have sinned, for I did not know that you stood in the road against me. Now, therefore, if it is evil in your sight, I will turn back." And the angel of the Lord said to Balaam, "Go with the men, but speak only the word that I tell you." So Balaam went on with the princess of Balak. Our second reading is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7, verses 31 to 35. All our scripture readings for today are taken from the English Standard Version. "To what then shall I compare the people of this generation, and what are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not weep. For John the Baptist has come eating no bread and drinking no wine, and you say, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, 'Look at him, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is justified by all her children." May the words we receive inspire us, comfort us, and lead us to laugh regularly. Amen.
We May sense of humor ba ang Diyos? Can God be silly, ridiculous, sarcastic, or even playful? Psalms chapter 2 verse 4 tells us, "He who sits in the heavens laughs." And the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 4 tells us that there is a time to laugh. Also, Proverbs chapter 15 verse 13 tells us that a glad heart makes a cheerful face. And our scripture reading for today tells us the funny story about the prophet Balaam, who was rebuked by his loyal donkey. Or in other translation, ang ibang tawag sa donkey ay ass. No? Yung salitang ass actually refers to a donkey. You know, so our scripture reading for today is about the prophet Balaam being rebuked by an ass talking to the prophet Balaam. Now, hindi part ng ating reading for today, but the earlier portion of this story and the succeeding, the rest of the story is about the prophet Balaam being summoned by the king of Moab to pronounce a curse upon the people of Israel. And so in the story, Yahweh wanted to prevent this by sending a divine being, an angel, to kill Balaam while he was on the way or while he was traveling on the road. But for some reason, the donkey had a third eye and saw the angel standing at the center of the road, ready to kill the prophet Balaam with a sword. The loyal donkey did everything to avoid the angel and save his master, even as the master keeps on striking, paulit-ulit na hinahataw yung pobreng donkey. At naawa yung Diyos sa donkey na paulit-ulit na hinahampas ni Balaam. Hinahampas niya dahil bakit itong donkey ito ay hindi lumalakad sa daan na dapat nitong lakaran, at bakit ito all of a sudden huminto? Naawa ang Diyos sa donkey and made the donkey speak in the human language of Balaam. Because this story is in the Bible, and because our religious sensibility and consciousness has been sanitized, we do not find this story funny. Hindi na natin naiisip na itong kwentong ito, dahil siya ay nasa Biblia, ay isang kwentong nakakatawa. We could not imagine this portion of the story as was intended as a form of comedy. But interpreters of scripture and other biblical scholars agree that this story was written and told not only for religious and political reasons, but also for inducing laughter to its original audience, especially among children. It may no longer be funny sa atin, no? But 2,500 years ago, when this was originally told and originally written, this would have been a hilarious story, especially when told in its original Hebrew language for Hebrew language speakers. Our concepts and notions of God and of stories of faith have always been serious and somewhat brooding. And in many ways, and for many reasons, we really have to take our faith seriously, but not necessarily brooding or gloomy all the time. Most Christians know more the mas kilala yung serious and stern Father God who is out to punish people. And we rarely knew about the God who sometimes plays a joke or does something comedic. But this story is one of those times that God was trying to be funny by allowing the donkey or the ass to speak. We rarely hear about the God who also makes satirical and even sarcastic comments on the absurdities and ridiculous practices and ideas of humans. And there's nothing more funny than some of the silly and trivial things that we actually believe and practice in our religion. Now, one of the funniest or comedic films na napanood ko was the Indian film PK. No, isang Indian film, and the title is PK, no, as in letter P and K, PK. At meron siyang full version sa YouTube. Maganda yung copy niya, HD yung copy niya, so I encourage you to watch the film, the movie PK, sa YouTube. A little bit of a spoiler about this film. No, it is a movie, a story, basically about an alien who went to Earth, bumisita sa mundo, to explore our planet and civilization. Upon arrival, nung dumating siya, he lost his communication device, which is his way of getting back to his home planet. And dumating siya dito, kasi nga Indian film siya, so dumating siya dito sa India. He arrived on planet Earth sa India, in the country of India. And getting lost in India, the most religiously diverse country in the world, PK was introduced to God. Nung pagdating niya, nawala yung kanyang device. Sa India siya dumating, napakadaming relihiyon, iba't ibang relihiyon at religious groups sa India. He was introduced to God, and that God has the power to help him get his device back. He then goes to one God and one religious group to another, and trying to follow what was the prescribed way of devotion in a particular religion and religious group in order for that God to grant him his request na maibalik sa kanya yung kanyang device, communication device. Sobrang nakakatawa itong film na to. I really encourage you watching it. Nakakatawa siya. Pero even though nakakatawa siya, the comedic presentation of the story and the search of this alien for the God who can help him teaches and speaks something deep, napakalalim, about the human condition, the human search for meaning, and the human thirst or longing for true connection. I don't think the film was made simply or whose only intention was to insult or shame religion. It might seem that way in the surface level, but if you really watch it and think about the film, there is something profoundly deep in that film, even though nakakatawa siya. Even though it may seem na parang sinishame niya yung religion. Far from it, the film is in its entirety, and the use of humor helps us to dig deeper into the core of true spirituality. And at the same time, it also gives us a rich description or a rich survey of religious diversity, the diversity of religious culture and theologies and practices. Another film that makes fun of religion, particularly Roman Catholicism or by at large Christianity, is the film Dogma. No, sa mga kaedadan ko, alam natin yung film na Dogma. Most of us. Starring Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, Salma Hayek, and the comedian Chris Rock. And also Professor Snape. No, the late and great Alan Rickman. This film, it's an old film. I think it was in the early 90s or 2000, somewhere thereabout. That this film was made and shown. No? Shown. This film, I would say, is really, really making fun. In a way, talagang parang tinutuya niya yung Christianity and Catholicism. But I also think that this was not just... hindi lang siya dahil gusto lang nilang insultuhin ang Kristyanismo o Katolisismo. It is a fun film. Nakakatawa siya, nakakatuwa siya. But it also teaches us to lighten up. To lighten up and laugh at ourselves as Christians. And in some ways, like the PK film, asks us, tinatanong tayo, ini-invite tayo to examine our lives, our faith, and the faith we don't take seriously or we take it seriously in the wrong way. Of course, some people found both films as blasphemous or heretical and a mockery of religion. My take on it is, so what? Ano naman? While we should take and practice our faith seriously within the context of our struggles and social realities, we are also invited to take it less seriously in terms of cheerfulness and being able to laugh at ourselves and the things that we believe and practice. Most of the time, our seriousness or the seriousness of some religious people of and about religion and faith are seriousness in the wrong things and wrong ways. Conservative and fundamentalist Christians are so serious about other people's relationships and private affairs. You know, yung kanilang pinaka-concern is whether LGBT people should be married or not married. When in fact, it does not concern their personal lives and their personal salvation. Wala namang kinalaman sa kanila, pero it really gets them so serious about this matter. And yet, tulad ng sabi ko nung nakaraan, it is among them that you find high incidence of divorce, domestic violence, and even rape. Now, last week nga, I talked about how the Bible Belt states and cities, no, like Texas, ano pa ba mga Bible state, Idaho, is it Idaho? Hindi Idaho, ano ba to? Bible Belt states, no, like Texas, Louisiana, and other similar states, how they are the highest viewers of pornography. And also the Philippines, diba? Sabi ko rin last week, the Philippines is in the top list, one of the highest viewership of Pornhub. Being a proud, predominantly Christian nation. Now, itong nakaraang linggo, this past week, the Council of Bishops of the Philippine United Methodist Church, UMC, released a policy statement saying that same-sex marriage will not be allowed or is not acceptable in UMC here in the Philippines, and that secondly, that self-avowed LGBT persons cannot and will not be ordained. The three incumbent bishops signed the policy statement. Sa panahon talaga ng pandemic, no, hindi pa tapos ang pandemic, sa panahon ng pandemic talaga sila maglalabas ng ganyang statement, policy statement. Napaka-relevant. Napaka-relevant na papanahon. Napapanahon na maglabas ng ganyang statement. Although, antag dito, as of today, I'm recording this reflection, nakarating sa akin na mali daw yung statement na lumabas. Dapat daw hindi yun yung lumabas. Dapat daw ano lang, it's just about same-sex marriage and has nothing to do with ordaining gay pastors. Kahit na, even though, right, in the first place, hindi na talaga dapat kayo naglabas o hindi na dapat sila naglabas ng ganyang statement. I mean, it is the standing policy anyway. So, I don't know what's the reason behind releasing a statement that I find redundant. Napakaseryoso nila sa ganyang mga bagay. And for evangelical, if not all evangelical churches, kapag lumalabas o umiingay yung pagpasa ng SOGI Equality Bill na wala namang kinalaman sa same-sex marriage, yung mga evangelical Christians na panay insulto, panay puro masasamang bagay ang sinasabi sa mga aktivista at nagsasabing dapat magpasakop na lang sa pamahalaan, all of a sudden, nagrarally sa EDSA Shrine. At taon-taon, pumupunta na rin sa Pride March para mag-rally laban sa Pride March at sa mga LGBTs. Pero pagdating sa mga seryoso at importanteng issues at realidad tulad ng social injustice, government corruption, and extrajudicial killings, keb sila, deadma, wapakels. No? At sa kanila iko-quote yung Romans 13 na dapat daw magpasakop na lang tayo sa dikta ng mga namumunong politikal. Pero pagkarapatang LGBT+, all of a sudden, ayaw nilang magpasakop sa pamahalaang civil. Nakakalimutan nila ang Romans 13. Worst, some of them even support, right now, they support convicted corrupt leaders. At pag tinanong mo sila about other issues, some of them actually supports EJK or summary executions. The others support death penalty. Now, dahil dito, sa ganitong hindi mo mawaring logic ng ilang mga Kristiyano and Christian groups, nagiging katatawanan in a negative way, nagiging katatawanan, a laughing stock in a negative way, ang Kristiyanismo at ang mga Kristiyano. The absurdity of conservative religious beliefs and practices also becomes a very good material for stand-up comedy and other comedic films, as already mentioned. Which sa atin namang mga progressive Christians and other progressive religious people does not really matter. It doesn't bother us. Yung mga presentations ng yung mga comedic representations of Christianity does not offend us or affect us. We laugh at it and with it. We laugh at ourselves and we humbly admit that some religious people, some people from within our religion are indeed silly and absurd and thereby funny, katawa. At hindi Hindi stranger dyan si Jesus. Jesus himself was a funny person and oftentimes in a sarcastic way. Si Jesus mismo, may mga pagkakataong natatawa siya or nagsasalita siya ng mga nakakatawang bagay with the absurdities of the life and religion of his time. One of those times he was being both funny and making a social commentary was when he was questioned for being associated with certain people, for eating and drinking with certain types of people. No? And in an exasperated way, Jesus said, yung reading natin today, our second reading, ang sabi niya, when John the Baptist did not eat nor drink in the normal way, you called him possessed by demons. But when the Son of Man, referring to himself, ate and drank, you call him a glutton and a drunkard. Isang matakaw at lasinggero. In short, if I'll translate the words of Jesus in our contemporary Tagalog, itong parang sinasabi niya sa lingwahe natin ngayon. Ano ba naman? Nung yung pinsang kong si Juan ang nangaral at hindi siya nakihalubilo, hindi siya kumain o uminom tulad ng ibang tao, ang chika niyo, siya ay nahihibang o sinasapian ng demonyo. Nung ako naman ay nakihalubilo at kumain at nakitagay, nakiinom sa inyo, ang chika nyo naman ngayon na ako ay matakaw at lasinggero. Ano ba talaga? Ano bang gusto nyo? Anong gusto nyo mangyari, mga ate, kuya? Ano ba? Alin ba ang gusto ninyo? You know, some stand-up comedians using their own life experiences sometimes cracks up a joke in the same context. When people in their lives have a negative opinion about them or about what they're doing, whichever way they turn. And we'd find that funny. Natatawa tayo doon. It is both funny and a social commentary trying to teach a point. You know, I would even argue that some of the modern day prophets, no, ang mga propeta sa panahon ngayon, are not just activists in the streets, but also some of the comedians. Those comedians who take on social and political issues and realities as their material, as their comedy material, to make people laugh, but also to make people think. Is it possible, posible kaya, for you to imagine that Jesus is a stand-up comedian in some bar or marketplace, market plaza in Nazareth or Capernaum? Posible kaya ma-imagine mo si Jesus na isang komedyante sa isang ancient bar or sa plaza, cracking up a joke as a comedian in Nazareth or Capernaum? I am sure, sigurado ako, Jesus always had a good laugh as a child. I am sure Jesus also had a good laugh from time to time with his disciples and his followers. I am sure Jesus also joked and made fun of the temple authorities, like the comedians of today, the temple authorities in all of their seriousness and legalism, to the point of absurdities. After all, Jesus was also a peasant living among the poor, and therefore, it may also ring true the Filipino kasabihan. Ang problema ay itawa mo lang. I'm sure that Jesus, fully human, God in the flesh, laughed with his friends, laughed at himself, and laughed at the absurdities of life and of the difficult life and the religious absurdities of his time. By the end of the movie Dogma, God was represented there as a playful and silly woman. I imagine that God is a laughing woman, overflowing with cheerfulness and playfulness. I imagine God laughing at us humans in the silliness of some of the things we say and do, especially of the things that we ascribe to her. Natatawa na lang ang Diyos. I hope that you can imagine God who is cheerful, playful, and who laughs so loud that the laughter is infectious and echoes throughout the far edges of the multiverse. Yung sobrang lakas na tawang nakakahawa na nag-e-echo, nagre-reverberate sa buong sangsinukob. Ang Diyos ay tumatawa. Ang Diyos ay humahalakhak. I guess it is not just the integration and reclaiming of spirituality and sexuality, but we must also integrate and reclaim spirituality with comedy. Ating ugnayin muli at pandayin muli ang pagtawa at ang pagsamba. Pandayin at ugnayin muli ang pagtawa at pagsamba sa ating mga sarili, sa ating mga simbahan, at sa ating mga pamayanan. Amen. For our reflection today, number one, my question is, what makes you laugh? Ano ang nagpapatawa sa inyo? What cracks you up? What kind of comedy? Can you recall a time when you laughed so hard? When was the last time that you laughed so hard and for the longest time, yung sobrang habang tawa? When was the last time? And what was that made you laugh that hard? Na almost naiiyak ka na sa katatawa. What caused that kind of laughter? And how did it make you feel afterwards? Number two, why is it important for you and for others to laugh regularly? What are the physical, mental, and spiritual benefits of laughing regularly? And number three, yung number three naman, it's more on encouraging you, tulad ng sabi ko kanina, to watch the movie PK. Again, meron yan sa YouTube. I'm not sure kung meron sa Netflix and other providers. But definitely meron sa YouTube. I encourage you to watch the film PK and the film Dogma, kung hindi nyo pa napapanood yung Dogma. For several reasons. Number one, for several reflections. Number one, while it may seem that it is an insult to religion at the surface level, I encourage you to watch this not so that you may lose your faith, but rather to look at faith and religion in a lighter way and to examine what you believe and practice or not practice as a Christian. What are those films, yung PK at Dogma, what are they trying to teach us about God and about faith? About the diversity of human religious culture and theology? And also about some of the absurd and bad things in religion that seems ridiculous. And lastly, pag pinanood niyo yun, please reflect on what is your overall appreciation or not, or if you don't appreciate it, what is your overall take or appreciation of both films, of PK and Dogma? I hope our reflection for this Sunday can help you to lighten up and to see the cheerfulness and the importance of laughter even in our faith and spirituality.